welcome to this week's episode of Diamond Insights with me, your host, Nalili Star. It's been a while since I recorded a podcast. I've been focusing on a lot of things that have been going on, but I hope that you haven't missed me too much. So this week's episode is going to be focused on losing graciously. Stay tuned. Mentioned this week we're talking about losing graciously. This year has been really difficult for a lot of people, at least a lot of people that are in my circle, and we've had some conversations. It kind of feels like we have been set up to lose a little this year. So there are a lot of goals that a lot of people came up with that have not seen the day of light. There are a lot of opportunities that we're hoping for. Personally, I know that when I was looking at my vision board, it kind of looked like, oh my gosh, I lost this, I lost this, I lost that. And there are just other things that really have happened this year that were so unexpected. I think at some point I just felt so drained, I felt so tired, I felt like I was kind of losing in so many ways. It was just overwhelming. So I researched 10 words to help me lose graciously. And by losing, really, it's not like sour loser kind of attitude, or you know, the absolute negativity, but just an experience of not getting anything that you wanted, or getting something the way that you wanted to have it done, or that you were hoping to receive it, is what losing in this instance actually means. So the first point is, to the best of your ability, accept disappointment. It is inevitable and part of life. I have experienced so much disappointment this year. I don't even know if there's any more grace or space in me to take disappointment at this point. It just feels like, you know what, I'm ready for 2020 to end, and let's see what 2021 has to offer. Because I had planned a lot of things, I think like a lot of other people, without taking into consideration, you know, the global pandemic that we're all facing. So even just, I think some of my relationships have actually been shaken by the pandemic itself. And I know that sounds so blamey or a lack of taking responsibility, but the truth is, a lot of what I have experienced this year, I think, has been exposure. So the pandemic has kind of exposed some of my relationships, exposed some of my attitudes, my mindsets. You know, how do I cope with being secluded, especially the time that we went on the lockdown. So yes, I have encountered a lot of disappointment, and I think at this point I have just gotten to a point where I kind of feel like, Lord, I'm tired of trying to figure this out, trying to figure out why it happened to me specifically, or maybe to my family, or you know, to the people that are around me, and now it's impacting me in a way that I was totally not prepared to be handling. But it's happened. Disappointments happen. They're inevitable. They're part of life. So one of the ways that we can actually lose gracefully or graciously is just to accept that things are the way that they are, that people are the way that they are. I'm so grateful that I actually read that book, Boundaries. I think I have mentioned it in my previous podcast as well. But it just taught me so much about relating to other people, and also just, I think, toning down on expectations and ensuring that your expectations are actually realistic, and just knowing where your sphere of influence ends, and just accepting that anything beyond that really is out of your reach and there's nothing that you can do about it. So just take it. And just know that it happens and life has to move on. So the second point is, do not project. And this has got to be one of the most difficult things for me. I struggle a little to process things there and then. So it takes me time to actually process stuff. So when something happens to me, there are times when I just kind of feel like, you know what, stuff happens, I want to move on. In the meantime, within me, it's kind of just cooped up. And it's just revolving within my head or my emotions or whatever. So I keep projecting. I'm angry at people I'm not supposed to be angry at. I'm shouting at people I'm not supposed to be shouting at. You know, I just want to kind of let it out, but I'm letting it out to the wrong person in the wrong spaces. My frustration is just, you know, it's all over the place. I don't know where to direct it. So at any opportunity that it finds to come out, it just comes out. So one of the things that we can do to really just lose graciously is to not project. Keep your emotions confined to its territory. So for example, if my kids are the ones who are frustrating me, my kids should get the end stick of that. If it's an issue that is at work, well, I should be able to resolve whatever it is that is happening at work and not bring it over at home. Same things even with just if it's friends, or you know, it's any relation. It could be family, it could be a frenemy. Just ensure that you confine your emotions and direct them within that same territory. So where you got them from is where you resolve them from. Try not to project them on other people. So do not let it spill over into areas it doesn't belong. You know, like canceling a date with friends because, well, my colleague is difficult, or we had a confrontation or anything like that. Don't let that get in the way of other plans that you had or other relationships that you have. You can talk about it. You can say, listen, I had a terrible day and this is what happened. I think it kind of helps you to process, but just don't project it. Don't get mad at everybody for something that someone else has done. That's a difficult one, but it's a good skill to really learn. It's a good attribute. It's a good attitude. It's a good habit to actually develop. So number three is accept that you are not the custodian of all knowledge or decisions. Allow yourself to learn and make mistakes. I really hate making mistakes. It's not my favorite thing to do, to allow myself to make mistakes, to see myself as human. I'm trying to, but I don't think that it is that easy. I have this tendency of literally relieving a moment. There are times when I actually relieve moments from like 3 years ago, maybe even 5 years ago, and it makes me so anxious and nervous. It's like I have not resolved that issue, or I've not forgiven myself, I've not gotten over it, kind of. But it is good sometimes to just accept that, you know what, you're not the custodian of all knowledge. You won't always make the best decisions. You're going to make mistakes because you're a human being. You need to accept and allow yourself to show weakness, to accept failure in a positive way, in a way that shows you that, you know what, I made the wrong mistake. I have to make this better, but I am starting over with experience, knowing what does not work and knowing how best I can go about something. I think it's the kind of attitude that is best to take when a mistake has been made. If you're anything like me, you know that things are usually not as bad as they seem. So when something happens, I have this habit of exaggerating outcomes in my head. And what I've found is once I have settled, once I have processed everything, things are actually not as bad as they initially seemed, and that there's always a way of resolving them, even if that resolution does not result in a win. But it just kind of sets the whole, I think perspective perhaps is the word that I should be looking for and saying. Our perspective matters when things are not going our way. So if something is not going as we planned or as we envisioned or as we hoped, sometimes I think the habit is to build a mountain out of a molehill. So we kind of exaggerate how badly beaten we are or how badly losing we are, without really focusing on, okay, so things are not going my way, what other opportunities lie within this situation? I could learn something, I could do things differently from the way that I initially intended for them to happen. That's a small win. That's a start to redirecting the outcome to something that obviously favors you. So majority of the times, things are not as bad as they seem. What we just need to do is take a deep breath and look at the situation through different lanes. So don't be afraid to step away from a situation and say, okay, this is not going the way that I thought that it would. Maybe I should take a chill pill and then come back and relook at the situation. Even just now, there are a lot of things that I wanted to do this year that I have not done. One of the things I'll tell you is I set out to jog 52 times. Well, I've done 42. That's the good news. No, actually 41. I'm remaining with 11. But the thing is, had I actually begun the jogging from January, like I intended to, instead of March, I probably would have achieved that goal a long time ago. But here's the issue: I kept on talking about it, and then when we went on lockdown, I thought, okay, here is an opportunity. So being on the lockdown was really not a win for me, because majority of the things that I was hoping to achieve this year included being with other people, groups of other people, being out there. And then we're on a lockdown for like, I think until somewhere June, I think that's when things started kind of flexing up. So within that period of time, I really felt pressed. I'm like, oh my gosh, we're going to be going into the second half of the year very soon. I haven't done this. Oh my god, how am I going to achieve this? And you know, certain things I just said, well, I think I'm not going to be able to do, but what could I possibly do under lockdown that I can actually like be proud of? Reading a little, because that's one of the things that I was doing. Working from home, the truth of the matter is, you're not as productive as you are as working from the office, at least for those of us who are trying it for the first time, because it was not like, when I'm at the office, there are things that I know that I have to do, and then there are things that just come up that I need to do. But when I'm home, it's like I kind of felt like what I set out to do is the only thing that I'm actually gonna be doing. So like my boss kept on saying, it felt like people are, you know, creating unnecessary work for themselves just to look like they're working. I was one of those people that I'm sure he was referring to. But also, that just kind of gave me time to read a little, but also to reflect on my life, to kind of think through things of, okay, how then do I re-strategize at things that I'm going through? I kept on saying, you know, there are a lot of emotions that I think for a long time I didn't want to process, that I was actually forced to process under lockdown. Luckily, the ladies group at our church was very active on the WhatsApp groups, and for those of us who are like in the retention committee, they would task us from time to time to just reach out to other people and just find out how they are. So also that increased a bit of sociability, if there's a word like that. But really, it felt lonely, and I don't know about you, but I don't cope very well with loneliness. There's being alone and then there's loneliness. I was alone, but I also suffered a bit from loneliness, even if I was with the kids. And you know, kids can be a handful, so it just didn't quite feel like, okay, I'm surrounded by humans that I can actually socialize with. It just can kind of feels like I'm surrounded by needy human beings, and I have needs myself that I'm hoping that can get satisfied, but we're not getting satisfied. And I had these little human beings that were busy dragging me and draining me. God bless their souls. So yes, things are usually not as bad as they seem if you just look at the situation through a different lens, or choose to, you know, have a different perspective. It doesn't hurt to talk to people about it and just say, this is what my situation is. I have found that when I do that, I actually see things a whole lot differently. I like to talk to my mentor sometimes. I also like to just talk to some of my close friends. I just reach out to maybe just another woman of, oh, this is what I'm going through. And they, trust me, people always have different situations. That's why the Bemba say, umuduwa mnori chalo chimi, because we experience things differently. We understand things differently. We process things differently. We see things differently. And that is a perspective that you can borrow from other people. So number five, another one that is a difficult one for me: avoid replaying the problem over and over again. So lately my sleep has been so distracted. I go to sleep early. I try to be in bed at least by 20:30. When it's very late, it's like maybe 21, I'm normally in bed. And I just find myself up. Not that I actually need to go and pee or anything. I just wake up. I feel so anxious and so nervous, and I'm replaying something that happened earlier. You know, it feels like I've processed it, but it keeps coming up, and at this point I just kind of feel like I don't know how else to process this. But it's a good habit to develop, or just an intentional thing to actually do, avoid replaying. So what I've done to try and cope is I have certain pieces of events that have happened in my life where I'm very happy, where I'm very confident, where I feel very resolved, that I try to replay when my mind is forcing me to replay that negative event all over again that is causing me anxiety or stress. I begin to look over my childhood, or maybe the first time that I got my first paying job, or you know, just anything maybe from my past that kind of felt really nice, the times that I used to dance salsa, you know, like, oh, recently I went on vacation. You're going to hear about that when I find a chance to talk about it with my friend Mila. But that is, I think, part of also the events that I just find myself in. There's the beautiful sunrise. I don't know what was so beautiful about that sunrise. It just feels so serene. And even now, when I look at those pictures, they give me peace. I feel at peace. I feel really happy. I feel calm. So avoid replaying the problem over and over again, because then that you kind of triggering yourself all over again is what I've noticed. So avoid it. So number six is process your thoughts and emotions. Journal them. If you have to meditate, vent to a trusted friend. I normally vent to a trusted friend, especially when I'm going through a work thing, when it's just happened there and then. I send out an alert, I need to vent, or I just send a text and alert them that I'm going to be sending a really long venting voice notes. Thank God for voice notes, you guys. They make venting so much easier, and you know, the other person can also respond at another time. So yes, process your emotions, process what's happening. I like to do that. I think recently I sat on the edge of a bed and I told myself, I am not going to avoid what I'm feeling today. I want to feel it at full length and I'm going to process it. And it was not one of the best days of my life, you guys. But I was so proud of myself that that is actually the attitude that I decided to face that day with. That I am going to, which is number seven, acknowledge your thoughts and acknowledge your emotions, but also process them. Process them. Take time to process them. Whether you are writing, I love to write. If ever you come across my laptop, there are a lot of letters to myself, a lot of letters to my kids. I love to write out what I'm feeling. I love to express myself through writing, typing this time around. But yes, I do even journal. I think I have a notebook that is almost full where I would actually journal. I also love to journal my prayers when I'm going on a prayer journey. Sometimes I pray for my kids, I pray for my husband, I pray for myself, I pray for my friends, mostly the females. I'll pray for my siblings, or sometimes when my mom was still alive, I'll take time to pray for my mom, because I think that the last few years of her life were really turbulent, and she was very sick. She was on and off. But yes, take time to process your thoughts. You need to know, how do I process? For some people, it's talking. Just talking. And there are times when I actually just want to talk and I just need somebody to empathize. Not that I don't know what I'm supposed to do next. but it's just that I feel like I just need to process whatever it is that I'm going through or whatever it is that I'm thinking or feeling before I can actually take the next step. Like, it will help me unload and just refreshing me for the next step that I'm supposed to take. So I love to talk from time to time. I'm very particular about who I get vulnerable with about certain things. So as far as vulnerability is concerned, the truth of the matter is that you'll never find my story in one place. I have different people for different things. There are certain people who actually know a certain part of me. And I think if everybody had to group up and say, this is what Nalu, you know, confided in me, they'll be like, wait, what? But yes, so I'm that kind of person. But I love to talk to people. It helps me process. Once I talk to people, it's like, okay, so this is where my mind is at. And I would have probably like removed the burden at least halfway or something like that. So learn how you process. Just know how you process. If it's writing, write. If it's meditation, meditate. If it's like talking to a trusted friend or to your counselor or your therapist or whatever, do it. Even if it means recording it for you to hear later, do it. Do whatever it is that you need. Just know how you process your thoughts and emotions so that whenever it is that you need to do it, you know exactly what you need to do. So number 8 is give yourself a break. Don't be too hard on yourself. This is life. It could happen to anybody. So you need to learn to show yourself a lot of grace. I think I have this habit of really being empathetic with other people and showing them grace and wanting them to know that it's okay. They should give themselves a break, or I can actually give them a break. You know, when they've made a mistake, I'm like, you know what? It could happen to anybody. I'm a little bit harder on myself. I don't know why. So I'm literally learning how to give myself a break. There are just times when I want to throw a pity party in my head and I just tell myself, you know what, enough. It happened. There's no way that you could have known that it was going to turn out like that. Can we move on to the next thing? And I think initially when I started doing that, I kind of felt like, I think I'm being rude to myself, but the truth of the matter is sometimes I need that. I can dwell on something for way too long, longer than necessary sometimes. So I know myself, I just need to snatch myself out of that position. And I hope you're able to do that for yourself too. Number 9 is perceive your lack of success as an opportunity to try better. You are not starting from scratch, you're starting from experience. So perspective again is everything. I talked about this a little bit earlier. See things differently. Don't see the total loss. The very fact that you are willing to try again is a good thing. It's a sign of success in itself. It's a sign of strength and courage, you know, and you should be proud of yourself. So do not consider yourself a total failure if you're still willing to try again. I feel like failure, even in just totally abandoning a project, I don't think that there's anything wrong with it. If you kind of feel like, okay, I've done everything that I can possibly do in this situation, don't keep pushing. Don't keep flogging a dead horse. It's okay to move on. It's okay to fall forward. I like that phrase. You're falling, but at least you're falling forward. So you're not falling backwards. So just make the decision to see things differently. Don't see your lack of success as, you know, I'm a complete failure or anything like that. See it differently. See it as, oh, it was an opportunity for me to gain experience. You know, now I know what won't work. Sometimes I tell myself that, especially in the building project that I have been working on throughout this year, that has been a source of a lot of stress for me, by the way, I should just say. But at some point, I just had to tell myself, when something goes wrong, I'm like, well, now I know what won't work on my next project. So I've learned that there's different qualities of things. I've learned that, you know, people behave differently. So next time somebody is behaving a certain way, I'll probably know, okay, this is a red flag. I should probably not be entertaining this. I should just move on with my life. I just recently fired someone over the weekend. I had to replace someone. I don't like firing people, but I think I do it when it's necessary. So yes, perceive your lack of success as an opportunity to try better. So You have experience now. Congratulations. So the last one is analyze the situation. Focus on actionable steps. This I'm good at. Very, very good at. And I'm so happy to actually be sharing this with you. So every time that something happens, and you know, I'm dad mopping myself off the floor, or I've snatched myself out of a negative pity party, I'm always back to the drawing board. And if there's anything that you should know about me, is I like action. I tell myself I need to do something and I stick to it. I like schedules. I'm that kind of a person. You will never be able to please me without sticking to a schedule. I'm so sorry, you guys. Echo came in from my voice. So yes, I was talking about analyze the situation, focus on actionable steps. So every time that you are done mopping yourself off the floor and snatching yourself out of the pity party, sit back and see, first of all, what's the immediate thing that you can do to move forward after you've dealt with your thoughts, you've dealt with your emotions, you've talked yourself out of that losing mode, or you've lost graciously and you're ready to move on. Write down some steps. You know, tell yourself, this is what I'm going to do. Even if it means, okay, I'm going to call, or I'm going to send an email, or I'm going to reach out to this person. Just be very clear about what you want to do next regarding the situation. And follow through, because no one is going to follow through for you. One of the things that I found that people are very good at when it comes to this step is just writing it down, or you know, having that mental note that says, okay, I'm gonna do this, and then the following day comes and then nothing happens, and they just keep on stewing over that situation, hoping that eventually they'll get out of it, or things will just get better, or that they'll just get this nudge to finally move on. You need to be very intentional about how you want things to turn out, even if you know the absolute outcome is not solely dependent on you. There's a part that you need to play for a favorable outcome to actually happen for you. So if you say you're going to send out a proposal, send out a proposal. If for example you sent out a proposal and it got rejected, and you want to know why, if the organization is willing to send out that email, ask them, tell them, thank you very much for getting back to me. I'll just like to know why my proposal was not successful, just so it can be a learning curve for me for future proposals that I intend on developing. And you might be surprised, they might actually get back to you and actually tell you what went wrong, and that will help you. And like, just, you know, throwing a pity party about, I spent so much time developing that proposal and it didn't go through, and I don't know why, so now I don't know what to do next. I'll probably never send through a proposal. That's a no-no attitude to develop if you want to be losing graciously. So make some immediate steps and follow through with them. So from this week's episode, this is all I had to share. I hope you enjoyed and that you learned something. I am actually considering doing these episodes every 2 weeks, because I find that I'm becoming a little bit busy preparing for next year and just trying to conclude this year. It has not been an easy year for majority of us, so I find that I'm trying to multitask and do a little too much, but also at the same time making sure that I'm putting in enough time for me to rest and take care of myself. So I'm not going to have time to do these every week. So I'll do them maybe fortnightly. If not that, I'll just do them when I get the chance to do them. And hopefully I can, you know, settle into a schedule sometime next year. But in the meantime, I'm going to give you whatever it is that I can give you. So stay safe, stay happy, stay focused. Until next time, bye.